May God's grace, His peace, His abundant, rich mercy be yours in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please pray with me. Lord, you teach us, blessed are they that hear your word, that keep it. So, Lord, we gather in your house this day to hear your holy word. It is our life. It is our salvation, our hope, our joy. Grant us all the Holy Spirit as we hear the word. Give us faith. Work in us true repentance. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, for your safety's sake, you might want to hide your eyes right now. All right, squint. Cover your eyes. You might want to hide your eyes. Look down a little bit. Now, don't fall asleep. There's no sleeping in church. But you might want to hide your eyes. Because, you see what's in church today? It's amazing. There are probably 250 to 300 bright, bright, bright lights in church today. So cover your eyes. I mean, safety, folks. Squint, cover your eyes. 300 bright, bright lights. Do you see them? You see the bright lights? Where's the bright lights? You and I are the bright lights. That's why I suggest cover your eyes for safety's sake. And we have the brightest light of all. Who's the light of the world? Jesus Christ, the light of the world, shines brightly. What a bright place, a brilliant place, a beautiful place, a bright, bright, bright place First Lutheran Church is. All these bright lights. What am I talking about? Well, Philippians 2, what an amazing thing the Apostle Paul, as inspired by the Holy Spirit, says about Christians, about believers in Jesus, about the baptized. In the second paragraph there from Philippians 2, what does St. Paul call us Christians? He says that we shine as or like what? Stars. Did you catch that? That really struck me when I read that this week. Paul says that we Christians, we the baptized, we believers, we shine like stars. So we are bright, bright lights. And the light of the world, the great morning star, Christ here, what a bright place. When we think of stars, we normally think of who? Peyton Manning, is he a star? Football star, if only Tennessee had a few more of them on their team right now, huh? And we might think of Tiger Woods, he's a golfing star. We might think of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie as movie stars. They're the stars. They shine. They get all the attention. And Paul here is saying, baloney. The real stars on this earth are not movie stars or football stars or golfing stars, athletes and movie people. The real stars are we humble, lowly Christians here in Knoxville and spread across the world. What an amazing thing to be called a star, a bright light. When often we don't feel like bright lights and we don't feel like stars. Maybe this morning's that way for you. Paul would teach us three things about being a star, a bright light. There's three things implied there for our lesson today. First of all, he would remind us that we have been lifted up. We have been exalted, raised up, lifted up. And we're so high, we haven't just been lifted up to a mountain. Or to the top of a building. We've been lifted up so high that we're way up there, the stars. That's how high we've been raised and lifted up as Christians. Now, how can that be? We all know that by sin, because we sin and sin and sin. How many sin? We sin against our spouse, our children, our teacher, our neighbor, our cat, our dog. We sin against everything. Because we sin, we are not shining stars way up there. We're more like smelly skunks or slithering snakes by nature. So how in the world did we skunks, we snakes, down here in the mud of the world, how did we get raised up, lifted up to be stars in the sky? How did it happen? Did we boost ourselves up by our good life? Did we give a lot of money to the church and boost ourselves up by our generosity, living a good life, our human achievement, our technology? Oh, we're such great people. We can boost ourselves up. We're stars in the sky. No. Obviously, Paul here is teaching the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Implied here is the great love of God for us in Christ, who has lifted us up out of the muck to be stars in the sky, shining and beautiful and pure and holy in His sight. Right in that term is the death and resurrection of Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross, he humbled himself and he took our sin, he took us, our evil, our sicknesses, our diseases, all upon himself, and bent down low and took them all upon himself. And the question becomes, can Jesus lift us up? I mean, anyone can take a weight on themselves. And if it's so heavy, it'll crush you. Can you lift it? Can you raise it? Can you pick it up? And on Easter Sunday, the Lord proved he can lift us up. He lifts us up as far as the stars in the sky. We're forgiven people. We're unburdened. We're free. God has cast our sins as far as the east is from the west. We're washed. We're clean. We're pure and holy like a star, lifted up in the grace of God. That's our status. We're children of God, heirs of salvation, holy people. And we feel down because we maybe lost a football game or we have an economic crisis. May we, like the kids sing, shout for joy because we have been lifted up far beyond all things in Christ Jesus. You know, when I was growing up, my favorite superhero was Superman. Pastor, what was that, Elmo you had out here? That's Elmo's your guy. I like Superman. I'm a little tougher than you. And I'd go, it shows my age a little bit too, I'd go home from school and they always had that half hour black and white Superman show on. And I just loved Superman. He could do everything. He could leap tall buildings in a single bound. He could fly. And he made it look so easy, up, up and away. And he'd fly and his hair wouldn't even move. And his cape would hardly blow in the wind. How'd that happen? And so there were times as a little boy I'd put on my Superman shirt with a S. My mom would fasten a cape to my back and up, up and away, and I'd jump up. And about a half second later, I'd crash on the couch and get yelled at by mom and dad for breaking the couch. We can't lift ourselves up. We're stuck because of the gravity of sin. We want to be lifted up, a star in the sky. It doesn't happen with a cape on our back. It happens with Christ on the cross. Not an S on our chest, but the Spirit given in baptism in our hearts who gives us faith. Paul reminds us of our status as Christians. Our sins are washed away. We're forgiven, lifted up. We're stars, children of God. That's who we are in Jesus. Praise be to God. Secondly, Paul would remind us as stars that we now, as Christians, as those who have been lifted up, forgiven, we now are to light up the world. You've been lifted up, now light up the world. When does a star shine? When does a star have its best effect? When it's dark. When it's dark. Stars do their work. They shine. They grab your attention. They point in the right direction when it's dark. The darker, the better for a star. And so we live in a dark world, St. Paul reminds us. We live in a dark world. There's evil all around us, hatred all around us. There's wars and rumors of wars. There's unbelief. There's lies and false doctrines and false religions. All of that's a dark, dark world. And yet as Christians, as stars, we don't run and hide. Oh my, it's so bad out there. What am I going to do? We don't panic. We don't run and hide. It's time to shine, church. Rise and shine. And be a star, and point to Jesus, the light of the world, and show people the way, the truth, and the life who is Jesus Christ. It's time to shine and get to work. This means that when there's hatred all around us, we light up the world when we love, and when we even love our enemy. It means when there's greed all around us, gimme, 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 we light up the world when we give, and we give, and we give generously. Then we light up the world. It means when there's gossip in the workplace and people slander and backbite and gossip, it means we light up the world when we speak the truth and we put the best construction on things and we don't join in the gossip. It means when everybody else is sleeping around, it means we light up the world when we remain a virgin until we're married and we're faithful to our spouse. That's how we light up the world one way. It means that when everybody else is fighting, we light up the world when we forgive and forgive and forgive 70 times, seven times. We light up the world. It means when there's lies and false teachings and false religions all over the world with darkness in them, we light up the world when we speak of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we say that Jesus is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. He's Savior. He's Lord. He died for me. He rose again for me. He's my Lord and Savior. We light up the world when we speak of Jesus. What's everybody talking about this week? The $700 billion bailout for our economy. Politicians talk about it. The media talks about it. I'm sure you've talked about it. $700 billion bailout. Oh my. To save our blessed economy. So we can all have 14 cars and 3 houses, right? And have everything else that we want. We got to save it. Leave that for politicians. We Christians can speak of a much greater bailout. And this is your challenge this week with your friends and your neighbors and your coworkers. You tell them about the real bailout. $700 billion is nothing compared to this bailout. When one man, the God-man, Jesus Christ, bailed out the entire world from eternal hell, that's a bailout. When he died on Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago, there he bailed us out of sin and bailed us out of death and hell. One man took on the entire debt of the world. Talk about that in your workplace, in your neighborhood, when your friends grumble about the $700 billion bailout or whatever it is. Speak of the cross, the ultimate bailout. When we do that, we light up the world. We point people to Jesus. We show them the truth. And we're on the path to paradise. And finally, when Paul says we are stars, he reminds us that soon we will live up in glory in paradise forever. We've been lifted up already. That's baptism. Forgiven, redeemed, saved, washed and clean. Children of God. Now we are to light up the world, but soon we'll live up a little bit higher in paradise and glory. That's God's promise. Everybody here will live forever. Don't ever doubt that. You will live forever. You will live forever. And so are your children and grandchildren. It's a matter of where. And there's one of two places you will live forever. Hell, eternal fire, eternal darkness, or heaven, eternal glory and paradise. You reject Jesus Christ. You reject Jesus Christ and the gospel. You will not believe. You will not be baptized. You will not participate in that. You will go to hell. That's what God says. He who does not believe will be condemned. It's not what I say. It's what God says. But you believe and are baptized in the name of Jesus. He's the way. You will be saved. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. There is heaven. There is glory. There is paradise. The resurrection of the body. It's God's promise. Now we shine like the stars, but Jesus says in heaven, we will shine like the sun. The sun has a little more glory to it than a star, doesn't it? A star reflects the light of the sun. We're going to shine like the sun. We're going to have the resurrection of our flesh. Eternal glory awaits us. And the fact that our God has already lifted us up to be a star by His grace is a guarantee He will lift us up to glory. Why would God lift us up to be a star and then throw us down to hell and say, just kidding. Our God's not cruel. He's a loving God. He's already lifted us up in Christ. Faith, I'm a star. Soon I'll be in heaven in glory. When my kids were younger, I used to love to pick them up and toss them in the air. I'd catch them. But doesn't every kid like that? When dad kind of throws them up and swings them up in the air. And I'd hold my kids up, pick them up and hold them up close to me and say, you want to go high? You want to go high? And what would the kids do? Yeah, I want to go high. So I'd give them a hug and a kiss. Not quite yet, a hug and a kiss. You want to go high? Yeah, I want to go high. When am I going to go high? And I'd fake it a little bit, fake it again. You want to go high? I want to go high. Hug him and kiss him. And finally, what would I do? Throw him up high and catch him, or we'd be in a pool and let him splash in the pool. He'd be so happy. They had the sure hope they were in dad's hands, number one. And they would go up high when dad had the right time. And dad wanted to do it. And right now, we the baptized, we Christians, we've been lifted up by our God. We're in His hands. And He, in a way, hugs and kisses His church today. That's called the absolution, the forgiveness of sins. You're mine. I love you. You're mine forever. And now He says, you want to go up high, church? And what's the response? Do you want to go up high? Who wants to go up high? You want to go up high? You want to go up high? We don't know when. We don't know exactly when, but He will take us up even higher to glory. and we'll never come back down. We'll be with Him forever. So we, the church, we Christians, we believers, we are children of God this day. We're heirs of salvation. We're a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a people that belong to God. We're sheep of the Good Shepherd. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're branches connected to the vine. We're all that. And we, yes, we are bright lights. We are shining stars. We've been lifted up. Let us now light up the world. And soon we will live up in paradise. Praise be to Jesus. Say it with me. Praise be to Jesus. Amen. Please rise. We confess our faith, the faith that God's given us, as we confess the Apostles' Creed. It's on the back cover, the inside of the back cover of your hymnal. Inside of the back cover of your hymnal. Confess the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence You come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.